It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is there a God? If not, what are all these churches for? And who is Jesus's dad?
Exactly.
What have I been saying, Buzz?
What have I been saying the whole time? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We're talking about Wozzy.
Yes, Wozniak. The Woz.
Old Woz man out there in Cancer Corner there. And talking about how he's a fascinating guy to interview.
So smart.
But very difficult to interview.
Yeah.
Because he has a certain rhythm the way he talks. And we concluded that he's the kind of guy that answers a question and thinks before he answers it, which is very bad for a radio interview.
We hate that.
He kind of talks the way Vista runs.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He pauses and
at
then
the wrong
takes,
time.
And gets permission and then proceeds.
Not as bad, certainly, as the way the CBS computers run. But he is a man that likes to pace himself.
True.
And, it was an interesting
nice
lad.
Guy. I'm glad we talked to him.
He paces himself when he talks. He paces himself when he visits a buffet.
Rob, nothing like Rob making fat jokes about fat guys.
Gotten critical now that we've lost.
Now that he's
pounds.
Gone, Mr. Coward, yes. You say all sorts of fat jokes about. I have to remind
just
you,
just like you were talking about the way he talked. Steve, why do you talk like that?
What I was saying was now, if you'll hear me out here, he was actually a guy that you can tell that brain is going 3,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Well, if you brought up a topic he was more well-versed in, like crullers.
Now, stop it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm having fun.
We're just, Steve Wozniak.
Yeah, very, very
brilliant. It's nice to have fun, isn't it, Rob?
It is.
Now he's down 30 pounds. You'd think he's Jack LaLanne over there.
You would think.
I'm on my way.
One of the things, I know you're on your way.
Yes.
One of the things
I'm
I would
lose
like
the
you,
weight and then I'm going to invent a computer.
When you lose your 50 pounds,
yes.
We have agreed that I can bring my trainer in here.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. And then for both of you guys.
Looking forward to it.
At that particular time, I will bring Pete in here because 50 pounds, is that the moment where you're going to start to, like, maybe doing some exercising?
We'll see. Listen, say
that.
What you will, but, exercise, that's not my bag, baby.
It's hard.
Yeah, but
it's
hard. It is hard. Uh-huh. It's very difficult. He kicked my ass again today.
I could be built thin, and I still wouldn't exercise. I don't have any interest in being toned. I just don't want to be fat.
Once you are thin, then you will have interest in
being
fat.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Now, most people would say, though, that it's the combination of both things that ultimately will result
in greater
longevity and better long-term
really. Not
health.
The tone.
Making
yes.
you hot.
Rob, the exercise, it is part of the equation. It's actually part of the equation. That's the way it
Look
works.
Look at all the muscular diabetics that are running around out there. I just want to lose the weight, and then we'll see.
But if you lose the
I'm
weight.
I'm so powerful the way I am.
How do you feel, like with 30 pounds, almost 30 pounds gone,
right.
How do you feel and I'm asking
still
you this.
A little cushy.
Do you feel like you have better stamina?
No. I'm sure my stamina is the same, except for the one thing.
I'm just curious.
You know what? I was thinking today when I weighed in. Uh-huh. You ever go to the, and I do it a lot, go to the grocery store and buy a 10-pound bag of sugar?
Okay.
Yeah. Think about that.
And then, like eat half of it before you get out of the store?
Yes, but I'm not going down that road.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Right.
But, if you're carrying one of those, it's 10 pounds. You can do it, but it's a hassle to carry one of those around.
Right.
Then someone gives you another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone gives you a third one. Now you're carrying 30 pounds.
Right.
Now, 6 weeks ago, every morning when I got up, I had 30 extra pounds I'm carrying around.
Sure.
So now I do feel better all the
sure.
time, but I'm sure my stamina isn't any better. It's just I'm less tired because I'm carrying 30 less pounds
What
all
is
the
your
time.
Physician at the Physician's Weight Loss Center telling you about, your propensity for exercise?
And do they know about the 3 bags of sugar?
Oh, we discussed it today. They said, you're not eating that sugar, are
we
you?
We even went and filled his bags with sugar.
The only thing they told me today was that they enjoyed the show and that if I could mention the company to Steve Wozniak because he could use it. No.
You're deflecting.
They said that exercise is going to be good when I'm ready to do it. But I'm not ready to do it yet.
Right.
Will you ever be ready to do it?
Sure.
He will be.
You laugh if you will. I've done this
before. I'm not
before.
Laughing. I know
no,
you've
I'm,
lost
I'm
weight.
I'm looking at you not laughing
You've
over
lost
there.
Weight before. I know you've
Look
got tremendous willpower. I see you drinking your shakes. You've lost the 30 because you're staying on this diet religiously.
Now, the last time I went through this exercise, it was in the year 2000.
Right.
In the year 2000.
In the year 2000. Space Chimps!
You see it, Charlie?
I did.
How was was it?
It's an out-of-this-world treat.
Did you really see it?
No.
I didn't think so.
So you are really...
I was walking 30 miles a week when I was doing that.
On the treadmill?
Yeah, I was doing
that. Wow, that's
impressive. 5 miles on is 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. But I sold the treadmill.
He's been to the rodeo before.
Look at Mike laughing at me.
No,
again.
I'm not laughing.
I can tell.
I'm having fun. You sold the treadmill?
I did.
All right.
Well, we moved. There was no spot for it.
I don't know. I don't know. Rob, you know, I'm very
happy.
I didn't
turn a profit.
I think you have been very successful, and you're doing very well, and we're both trying to make it our own way.
May
and
I
I'm
turn
not saying
the halogen
my
light on you for a minute?
You can give me a spotlight all you want.
Would you like to see me exercising so I could share in your pain?
Maybe
just a little?
You know, first of all,
You're not pleased with your trainer right now.
I do go... I am very pleased. What do you mean I'm not... Now you're being troublesome. Because the late factor?
No. Just the whole training
I'm very
thing,
pleased with my trainer.
You're complaining about your quads.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't have said trainer. I should have said training.
No, I complain. It's a good feeling, though.
Right,
that's a good pain. When I say, oh, my quads hurt, that's because I was doing squats today. And when you're doing the squats, you know, you feel good about
it. I can relate. I get my knee gets sore from walking.
Yeah. Oh. But as far as, you know, I suppose you are who you are, and it's not like you're out trying to, like, participate in any sport that you used to participate in.
I never would
like
participate in except theater sports, which was an improvisation
and
contest.
And, you know, you lose weight, you'll be more spry when you play charades.
Exactly. And
that'll
all
be
the
a
other,
lot of fun.
I predict that if you continue with this level of success, and I think you're going to, that you'll get to a point that you'll actually want to do it.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think you will.
I've never been wanting for strength. Mm-hmm. I'm a
you
big,
are.
Powerful guy.
No question about that. Nobody throws a bowling ball
if
harder.
If I bring my trainer, Pete Galelli, in here, will both you guys, like, have some, you know, do some simple stuff? Not crazy stuff, because we're not going to bring the equipment in for that, but just simple stuff that I do, you know, because, I mean, I'm a fat guy.
Not going to bring in the equipment, like the ball gag?
We're not going to bring in the hoist weight system today, but...
Yeah, I'll do what I can.
No, because, I mean, whatever, you're doing something that's going to make you healthier. I'm trying to do something that's going to make me healthier. And
are.
In the long run, you know, we're both going in the right direction. I think that's fantastic. You have lost 10 times, 20 times the weight that I have, which is good. I've lost about 10 pounds. Rob has lost about 30. So that's, and I'm proud of you. I think that's
Thank
really
you,
good.
Mike.
But the funny thing is, I just, when I bring this trainer in here, you know, he'll have a much more opinionated view of the way to do stuff. And his thing would be, you know, just especially as, you know, as you head down that little highway to the big 4-0, you're going to want to, you know, get that body in shape. Your body doesn't, so your body goes with you.
Sure.
So your body doesn't stop going with you. That's the important thing. And even if you can be thin, you'll feel better if you, you know, tone just in the area of, like, being able to handle stairs and stuff.
I can handle stairs fine if I have to. But we have an elevator here.
And
in my home.
You're very, very good. And so they're saying nothing to you at the place you go about exercise. I've never heard of any respectable diet outfit that has de-emphasized exercise.
What they said is, when I'm ready to exercise on my schedule, they will alter my diet so that it is more in tune with the current program.
Right. So if you never want to exercise on this program, you don't have to.
I would think, I remember from
would they, if I had somebody on from Physicians Weight Loss Center and I said,
hi, Susan.
If Susan was here and I said, so if you have somebody who never wants to, you know, get on an elliptical, get on a treadmill, lift a weight, and you're fine with that, she would say, absolutely, we're 100% fine with that.
From where we stand now, absolutely. Now,
really?
I also know this from previous diets. There are three ways you can increase your metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
One is bad. That's with drugs. That's a bad way to do it.
Yes, it is.
Second Andy Dick.
That's right. Second, and he's looking really skinny and well. That's
looking well.
That's how I want to look.
Mm-hmm.
The second way is by eating more frequently and less in amount.
Right.
So every time you eat, and also through exercise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, if I get to a point where I'm eating the way they want me to and the weight loss is slowing, it'll still be there, but it won't be as fast. I could probably move it along by exercising, even if it is just walking.
You're listening to the Steve Wozniak of I Don't Want to Exercise.
Look, everybody should
He
exercise.
Could go on for three. He's great at it. He's
great at not exercising?
No, you're great at rationalizing your lack of exercise.
No, but actually, it is possible. It is not recommended, but it is possible.
Oh, of course it's possible.
To lose weight with diet alone.
And
by that, I don't mean controlling the amounts. I'm talking about what you eat.
Right.
Because certain foods can make you lose weight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like poisons.
Like milk and almonds and things like that.
Infected meat.
So what's your point?
My point is nobody has to exercise to lose weight, but everybody should.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Don't look at me when you're saying it. Why?
Why
should they exercise, Buzz?
Because
see, I'm deflecting it off of me for a change.
I understand.
All right, we're not doing 2-on-1. I exercise.
Yeah, no, I wasn't lecturing.
All right, go ahead, tell him. You don't have to tell me. You're looking at me. Why? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know this crap. I lost 40 pounds without exercise.
And I'll bet that the people at Physicians, I'm just guessing, I'm speaking on their behalf
sure.
when I have no right to do so, but I'll bet that they would say pretty much the same thing, that they would like to see you exercising, but they also know that with what they're feeding you and the way they're feeding you, that you're going to lose weight with that alone.
Absolutely. And
that's
I will.
What I know.
However.
Okay. Buzz Burbank, candidate for Secretary of State. There you go.
Nutrition
right there.
Expert.
No, it's like, you look, every time I lost weight on a program where I wasn't exercising, somebody would come along, especially a physician, a doctor, a family doctor would mm-hmm. say, that's not enough. I said, well, listen, I'm losing weight. He said, not enough for good health.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. We're not right. talking about losing weight. We're talking about good health.
Right.
That's what my trainer says. That's the
right.
whole deal I'm talking about. I am happy that he is losing the weight. Mm-hmm. I am jealous of him that he's losing the weight.
Uh-huh.
I am also and this is a sincere belief, mm-hmm. what my guy tells me is that you do for health, not
right.
necessarily just anybody can lose weight uh-huh. and not necessarily be healthy.
But
in fact, you can see people in hospitals all the time that do that because they have an eating disorder and they lose all the weight, but they're not helping themselves at all physically.
But there's something to be said about losing some weight first through diet if you can, so that it's easier to do sit-ups
exactly.
and other exercises.
And that's why I was simply asking for a date as to when he's going to begin to exercise, just out of curiosity.
8808.
The party on the 8th.
He got two of the
numbers. What is the
right?
milestone? I forgot completely the milestone of 50 pounds.
50 pounds is when I will drink with you on a Friday.
Ah, that's see, that's and that means yeah. more to me.
And that it means really more does. To you than any amount of exercise.
Yeah, even health though, or anything.
Even though I'm, I got to scale back.
Now, as far as exercise, I'll never do what you're doing mm-hmm. as far as trying to build my muscle
well,
and everything.
And also,
I
it's
will
slow.
Walk.
It's a slow, you know what? And the kind of exercise I'm doing is a slower go, I think, than if I was just walking on a treadmill or doing an elliptical. It
right.
really is, but... You know, who knows? Do I think at a certain day I'm going to wake up and it's going to kick into overdrive my metabolism? No, but I think that it's it's going slowly but steadily, mm-hmm. and I'm feeling stronger, which is a good feeling. That's all.
And
that's
you do you
good.
Feel better as a rule?
Yeah, I do actually.
I
good.
Feel amazingly better. That's another thing good. That's great about this.
I would not
I really
say. You want an
better.
Honest answer? I would not say I feel amazingly better
really?
Because you have cut out all the crap, and I have not. And that's the difference between you and me. There are things that, you've wiped out the food, booze, everything, and I still probably, on a Friday, knock back a few, and I don't think that's a good
thing.
The craziness
is I don't even salt my food anymore.
Wow.
See, that's cool. That's very,
huge.
Very cool.
That's
so,
huge. I wish
anyway,
I should do that.
Keep it up. I've talked to my guy about your thing, of joining it. And
you're going to kill me.
And I'm
going to
kill
he's
you.
He's going to kill me.
Swear to God, he's
going to
kill you. And when we get you in it, really, Rob, I wouldn't worry because I don't think you're the one I'm going to be focused on. It's Mr. Happy that we're going to focus
what?
On.
I we think can, when, we can when, both do that.
When my trainer comes in here, he mentioned you specifically today.
Really? Said, I look forward to
meeting him. He'd like to have you do certain things that, just do the routine. He said, what kind of shape is Buzz in? I see he's in fantastic shape. Best shape of anybody on the show. He said, we'll see about that.
He'll kick my ass.
So Pete Galelli will be coming in here. And Pete, have a good vacation. And thanks for kicking my ass this morning.
Okay,
time for the Hollywood hot sheet of the Hollywood Buzz. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Finally, we got a decent chunk of time to talk to you.
Oh, and that's good because you're going to like our opening topic, to be sure.
Okay.
It's Amy Winehouse
Yum.
And her cats.
Oh, no.
They think it may have caused her breathing problems.
I don't have no breathing problem.
Hey, Amy.
Rob. How you doing? Hey, Rob, stick to your guns. Don't let him intimidate you into exercise.
Well, you exercise, don't you?
I don't do a bloody thing.
No, you
only,
don't?
The only exercise I do is picking me nose.
How do you stay so thin?
I just I basically eat what I want.
Uh-huh.
Fish and chips.
Right.
Boiled meat.
Mm.
A variety of sausages at breakfast.
Right.
Like
and then I take what my mom gave me. It's uh-huh. it's a little feather pen. I turn it around backwards. I wedge it down my esophagus.
Uh-huh. Right.
And everything I ate in the morning comes up in the afternoon, and I have my bucket right next to me bed.
So you're bulimic then?
Oh, that's bollocks for you. I'm not any such thing, all right? Just all read your blood.
Who are you?
I'm Amy Winehouse.
Well, here's the concern, you see. When Amy started developing what could be the early stages of emphysema, we all jumped to the conclusions and blamed the crack. I did.
Or that's her cat right there.
Crystal meth. But not one of us considered the possibility that maybe her 14 cats had something to do with it. That's right.
Oh, my God. That's
Amy Winehouse has 14 cats.
Seems like a rather nasty one right there.
Oh, dear, Amy.
So,
they found
the
crack.
She's going to have to come back in, I think, to gather her cats.
Amy.
Amy, welcome back, dude.
Mr. Whiskers.
Mr.
Whiskers.
Now,
get
look,
over
when
here.
You
come
when you pick
now.
Him up, he's so calm.
Oh, that's right. I like to listen to that. She loves me. Where's me other one? I got Elton around here somewhere.
Elton the cat?
Elton should be around here somewhere.
That's terrific.
Oh, I hate Elton. He's a bit of trouble, you know.
Really?
Goes around, he's always sniffing the other cats.
He's a bad cat?
Sometimes, yes, he's a very bad cat.
There he is over there.
Elton, get over here, Elton. Yeah, Elton! Elton, come on out.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Jesus.
I hope she brought them all with her.
What's wrong with her cats?
Well, one of the tabloid sources we could not live without says it wasn't long after Amy got the cats that she started having breathing problems. Yes. She didn't put two and two together, but right. The doctors did.
I guess a carton and a half of cigarettes per night is not really doing the trouble.
No, if you're not looking at the cat, you're looking in the wrong place.
The cats smoke half a pack.
I have to say, my daughter, Catherine, so there's one of the cats now. Catherine has asthma, and the pets are one of the absolute number one causes of her problems.
Really? Pet dander can
pet dander,
be troublesome.
Nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Here's one of the good. There's Amy's pet goat. That's a low. Hello. Look at you. You got vomit on you.
Oh, no. It's sad.
Well, because she has the severe cat allergy, she has now given up 8 of her 14 cats.
Oh, that's a shame.
But she's being stubborn about the last 6 because they are her 6 favorite cats.
That doesn't sound like a cat to me. I'm not quite sure what the animal is.
It has asthma.
It also has, it's allergic to Amy.
It's a lovely, lovely list. Oh, it's the world's ugliest dog. Oh,
fantastic. Ed McMahon has launched a lawsuit over his broken neck. Well, it's about time.
Good idea.
Hello.
This may be his way out of his financial troubles, by the way. Mm-hmm. As you know, Ed's been having serious neck problems since he slipped and fell.
That's Ed's bird right there.
He fell at the home of some billionaire named Robert Day last year. Well, now Ed is suing billionaire Day over this fall.
Jesus Christ!
Here's Johnny!
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Down goes McMahon.
Jesus, I can't. What the hell? Where are the railings on this epic
And
plane?
Now, here's Johnny!
Jesus,
poor
Ed.
Ed.
Oh, my God.
Not the man he once was.
Dial 911. All right.
Well, Ed's not just suing this billionaire. He's also suing Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for not treating him when he showed up there with a broken neck.
When I showed up, they weren't very nice to me.
Well, they sent him away.
Bastards.
Told him he was fine.
I'm sure his check didn't clear anyway.
Ed McMahon.
His condition was diagnosed by his own doctor 2 weeks afterward. There's no word yet on how much money he's asking for.
But it was really nice that Cedars-Sinai let Ed bring in his pet donkey. Oh, shut those off, for Christ's sake. My God. We have a quote from Ed's physician, as a matter of fact.
Right. Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
We're going to fix that broken neck, baby. By Tuesday, it'll be beautiful.
I'll lay my hands on your neck and heal. It'll be beautiful.
My name is Dr. Billy Bush.
Dr. Bush.
Paul McCartney helped Billy Joel close out the big concert at Shea Stadium.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they did that Friday night, and like his second-to-last Shea performance on Wednesday, the night was filled with surprise guests. Tony Bennett was back on stage to join Billy Joel for a rendition of, I like this song, New York State of Mind.
BD is for everybody.
Who are you?
Tony Bennett. Yes, nice to be here. Thank you, Paul. Thank you,
how
Billy.
You doing, Tony?
Great Shea Stadium. Everybody having a good time. Mr. Cool, this is great. I haven't had as much fun as this. I was doing the wedding for Joe Bonanno.
What's on your lip?
I got a herpes.
Aerosmith Steven Tyler was on hand to do Walk This Way.
Wow.
And Roger Daltrey of The Who was there to sing My Generation.
That's cool. I mean,
pretty,
so you got
pretty big.
Billy Joel, Paul mm-hmm. McCartney, Steven Tyler.
Tony Bennett.
And Roger Daltrey.
That's exactly it.
That is a very cool show.
Oh, no, wait, there's more. Country singer Garth Brooks also made an appearance on stage. And Billy's ex-wife, Christy Brinkley, was in the audience.
Really?
Yes.
Well, maybe she's coming around to He Wasn't That Bad After All, huh, Christy? Miss Nine Marriages, Christy.
I'm mad about that, by the way. He issued a statement on Thursday of last week, said there is no Beatles that will be appearing into that show.
There are no Beatles?
No Beatles will be. He specifically said Ringo is in London and Paul is busy in the studio. And he said, I'm trying to find the quote right now.
Maybe Paul surprised even him.
I doubt it. I think he tricked us.
You think Billy Joel intentionally lying to us again?
Absolutely.
Billy Joel trickster.
He always does that.
McCartney showed up to sing, I saw her standing there before he and Billy closed the show with Let It Be. Which had to be nice.
Very nice.
Paul's appearance brought everything full circle at Shea because that's where the Beatles played their first ever concert back in August of 1965.
Well, I would have loved to be there, even though it was probably hot, real hot, too darn hot.
not.
And just so you know, Bill Murray is going to parachute during an air show
in Chicago. That?
Bill Murray is going to
take a breath.
Bill Murray is going to Chicago in a shoot.
No, you got to start again. Hold on just a second. You're in better shape than all of us. You. That's why you read so fast. You know.
Maybe that's it.
All right, here we go.
I just wanted to tell you, Bill Murray is going to parachute during an air show in Chicago.
Oh, see, I thought you were saying he was going to parachute into Paris.
No,
it's going to be in Chicago.
Too many words I couldn't say altogether.
Here I come, Mrs. Craig. I'm floating above you.
Coming up in your final buzz, are gas prices going back down and another iPhone promise broken?
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Give me 12 seconds here.
All right, go ahead.
No, I have to shoot that down. Now, Paul is rehearsing. He's not even here. And Ringo is working, so
see,
I would have loved to have had them. You know, it would have been
liar.
A great.
Okay, that works if you had it right when he's in. What are we talking? Is this the thing you were OCCing on where it was about the Paul McCartney?
Yes.
No Beatles will be that. Rob, deal with it, okay? And have a shake. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. Rob was obsessing about that. Yes. Billy Joel lied to the world by saying there would be no Beatles.
I'll have a shake after I do my workout.
There's the proof.
Hey, it's your workout. Hey, gentlemen, we've got a legend coming up.
Huh?
Eric Idle, Monty Python. He will be our guest when we continue on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.